International.
Star Wars Revisited. The Endless Quest for an Iron Dome. In a dangerous world, cutting-edge missile defence is all the rage.
Just before Donald Trump became the Republican nominee for president, the party proclaimed three foreign policy goals: prevent World War III, restore peace in Europe and in the Middle East, and build a great Iron Dome missile defence shield over our entire country. The last has become a Trump campaign staple. Mr. Trump promises an American missile shield to ensure no enemy can strike our homeland. It would, he boasts, be built entirely in the USA. In an era of wars, weapons proliferation, and nuclear threats, missile defence is back in vogue more than at any time since Ronald Reagan's pursuit of space-based systems in the 1980s. Not only MAGA politicians are keen. Ursula von der Leyen, the European Commission's president, recently promised a European air shield. The wars in Ukraine and the Middle East have been terrifying testing grounds for new types of projectiles, from small drones to long-range hypersonic missiles, and for technologies that knock them out of the sky. As this article was published, Israel, backed by its allies, stood ready for the possibility of a large-scale aerial attack by Iran, which in April fired 300-odd projectiles at Israel. On August 10th and 11th, Russia struck Ukraine yet again, using North Korean missiles and Iranian-designed drones. Missile defences that have been put to the test have acquitted themselves well, bolstering those who argue for more ambitious shields. Yet missiles are evolving, becoming more manoeuvrable and harder to track. China is rapidly increasing its numbers, while proliferation is putting missiles that were once the preserve of states into the hands of non-state actors, such as Houthi rebels in Yemen. There is a need for a new generation of sensors and interceptors. The price tag will be enormous. Some basic definitions first. Talk of domes and shields suggests one system to parry all aerial threats. In fact, air and missile defence consists of interlocking pieces. Radars and other sensors detect targets such as drones and missiles. Computers crunch data to work out which are headed where. The results are fed into interceptor missiles or guns on the ground. They then attempt to defeat the threat, usually by colliding with or exploding next to it. Each piece plays a distinct role. Anti-drone guns are useless for a ballistic missile, and interceptors for destroying nuclear-armed intercontinental-range ballistic missiles, or ICBMs, in space, are useless for drones. Defences are thus layered to counter threats of different range, speed and trajectory. Interpreted narrowly, an Iron Dome over America makes little sense. Israel's version intercepts small, short-range rockets fired by militants in Gaza and Lebanon. It has little relevance for America, though Washington, D.C. has defences that can intercept planes and cruise missiles from a range of 40 kilometres or so. Mr. Trump is presumably endorsing a system for detecting and intercepting nuclear-armed ICBMs fired at America. Putting one in place would be a daunting task. An ICBM is vulnerable in its slow boost phase after takeoff, but that requires a fast response above enemy territory. It is easier to hit mid-course, but by then the ICBM has cooled down as it hurtles through space without boosters, making it hard to track with infrared sensors. Intercepting the warhead on its final approach, with speeds of 7 kilometres a second, is like pointing a rifle at a fast-moving baseball. Counter-ICBM defense has long been a controversial endeavor. Since President George W. Bush abrogated the U.S.-Soviet Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty of 1972, America has spent more than $67 billion on a ground-based mid-course defense, or GMD. It relies on 64 interceptor missiles in Alaska and California, guided by large radars on land and at sea, as well as sensors in space. It is supposed to protect against countries with small nuclear arsenals, above all North Korea, which in 2017 tested a missile capable of reaching all major American cities. Yet since 1999, 9 out of 21 intercept tests have failed, while GMD has encouraged Russia and China, who say it undermines their own deterrence, to build more and different missiles to get around it. Backers point out that the 4 latest tests, most recently in December, have been successes. Some would like to take GMD further. Bob Peters of the Heritage Foundation, a pro-Trump think tank, argues that in a war with Russia or China, the enemy might consider firing a dozen or so low-yield nuclear weapons against military targets on the North American continent, reckoning that America would be loath to retaliate for fear of inviting strikes against American cities. Mr. Peters wants America to build sufficient defences to take out over 100 incoming missiles, the idea being that adversaries would have to fire many more than that to get some through, a far riskier gambit. This idea horrifies most arms control advocates. Only America has the resources seriously to consider this sort of shield. Most missile defense is about lesser and largely non-nuclear threats, such as conventional missiles fired over hundreds of kilometers at most. Last year, Israel made the first ever interceptions of Iranian ballistic missiles fired from Yemen using its Arrow 2 and 3 systems. On April 11th, Israel, America and allies shot down 99% of 550-odd projectiles fired by Iran and Hezbollah in a single night, probably the largest single missile barrage in history. The record in Ukraine, which has been running alarmingly short of interceptors, is spottier. Between May and October 2023, Ukraine shot down 73% of Russian missiles, according to the Wall Street Journal. In the following 6 months, that fell to 46%. Yet Ukraine claims that American-made Patriot batteries have shot down 40% of the advanced air-launched Kinzhal missiles fired by Russia, which, if true, would be impressive. Countries often exaggerate the success of their defences. Even so, Patriot and similar defences have forestalled heavy casualties and damage in Ukraine. Thousands of lives have also been saved in Israel, says Moshe Patel of the Israel Missile Defense Organization. The problem is that the defender's task is becoming harder. Not least, precision guidance for incoming missiles, which was rare in the 2000s, is now ubiquitous. Yet missiles' trajectories are also changing. In the past, missiles broadly came in 2 flavors. Cruise missiles, in essence, disposable aircraft, were maneuverable and tended to fly close to the ground. That made them harder to track on radar, but they were also slower because they flew through denser air. Ballistic missiles, by contrast, followed predictable parabolic trajectories up into space and back, making them easier to spot earlier. Weapons are now appearing which blur these categories, note Jack Watling and Siddharth Kaushal of the Royal United Services Institute, or RUSI, a London think tank. In growing instances, America's adversaries want to confound its defences. Some things are now fast, but also low and erratic. New so-called aeroballistic missiles like the Kinzhal and North Korea's KN-24 are designed to spend more time within the atmosphere after re-entering it and can jink around in flight. Future threats will include missile-drone combinations, space planes, aeroballistic missiles and other hybrids that strain simple categorization, argued Tom Carrico and Masao Dahlgren of the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. Israel seems to have used small quadcopters to distract Iranian air defences in April before deploying a sophisticated air-launched ballistic missile to take out a radar. The challenge is not only to intercept all these things, but to do so economically. In the 1980s, Paul Nitze, Reagan's arms control negotiator, set out what is now called the Nitze criterion, that a missile defence system must be cost-effective at the margin. That is, an adversary must not be able simply to overwhelm defences with far cheaper missiles. Today, the criterion is strained. Ukraine at home and America in the Red Sea have both had to devote expensive interceptors to take out cheaper Iranian-made drones. Advocates of missile defence bristle at this sort of comparison. They argue any utilitarian calculation must also factor in the cost of failing to intercept a missile. For example, the loss of critical infrastructure in Ukraine or the disruption to shipping in the Red Sea. Mr. Patel notes that after Iran's April assault, Israel's stock exchange was open and people went to work as usual. Still, the expense involved is formidable. Mr. Carrico has estimated that to build layered defences for Guam, an American island in the Pacific Ocean with strategic importance that is vulnerable to Chinese missile attack, would cost perhaps $5 billion. Some point out that the price of interceptors is coming down as technology develops and more are built at scale. A similar dynamic is at play with the development of sensors to spot incoming missiles. Sensors, Mr. Dahlgren argues, are the key challenge in missile defence, for you cannot shoot down what you cannot track. Yet here the same technological leaps which are helping missile makers are also helping defenders. For instance, hypersonic gliders are harder to spot, both because they fly lower and, during their glide phase, lack bright rocket plumes. One answer is to take advantage of falling space launch costs to place lots of sensors in orbit. Infrared sensors, which are getting steadily better, might spot the glider heating up from air resistance. Radio frequency sensors might detect the charged plasma created as the glider cuts through the air. It is also getting easier to crunch the data produced by sensors. Mr. Dahlgren gives the example of how the North Warning System, a set of American and Canadian radars, has been souped up with artificial intelligence. Amassing data through international cooperation, such as that between Israel and its Arab partners, will become ever more important. Despite the bullishness of Mr. Trump and other politicians, no missile shield will ever be impermeable. The successes that shields have enjoyed with short and medium-range missiles in Ukraine and Israel do not automatically translate into successes against ICBMs. As missiles get cheaper, more accurate, and more easily acquired by smaller countries and armed groups, the threat will grow. Countries will find during wartime that, like Ukraine, they will be forced to choose among protecting their civilians, critical infrastructure, military bases, and frontline troops. The race between missile and interceptor is entering a new and as yet undetermined era.